to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there's been a lot of skullduggery in the Senate under Moscow Mitch, but this may take the cake. Maybe not. There's a lot of skullduggery with that, ma'am. The January 6th Commission, this is something that everybody advocated right after January 6th. Kevin McCarthy did. Moscow Mitch. Moscow Mitch gave this impassioned speech saying that Trump's a felon, that prosecutors would get him, and then he chickened out and did not vote to convict on the impeachment articles coming out of the insurrection, basically weaseling around, doing a tap dance, soft shoe, and soft shoot off stage. But he said, don't worry. This will be taken care of. We're going to get all the facts, do an investigation. Prosecutors will nail him. He was lying. Unless he's a sociopath, in which case he believed it then and he changed immediately. Now, he suddenly likes Trump. He fawns on Trump. Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader in the House, established a negotiating team to negotiate with the Democrats on the formation of the January 6th Commission. And he put in charge of it a solid Republican congressman named John Katko, K-A-T-K-O, from New York, well-respected conservative. And he negotiated with our chair from Mississippi, and he pushed back. Democrats wanted a majority on the commission, 10-person commission. They wanted 6 Democrats and 4 Republicans. Katko said no. It's going to be 5 and 5. There'll be a chairman and a vice chairman. The chairman will be a Democrat simply because we have the majority in the House. The vice chairman will be a Republican. And no subpoenas can issue without both of them agreeing to it. And in lieu of that, if they don't agree to it, a vote of the commission has to be majority. That means at least one Republican has to come over, and none of them are going to come over if their vice chairman and Kevin McCarthy don't want it. So there may be no subpoenas, and if there are, the Republicans want them too. That was designed to protect Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy should be subpoenaed because he had a conversation with Trump the afternoon of the insurrection saying, Mr. President, you've got to stop this. And Trump said, Kevin, apparently these people care more about their country than you do. That's what he said. McCarthy repeated that to a Republican congresswoman. It leaked out. McCarthy's been silent ever since. And he's caught between a rock and a hard place. Why is he caught between a rock and a hard place? Because if he gets subpoenaed and he's testifying under oath to the Congress, if he lies, it's perjury, it's a felony, he will go to prison. He will wear an orange jumpsuit. He'll be wearing an orange jumpsuit. So they'll say, did you say those words? If he says, yes, I did, Trump will get him. He'll headhunt him for him. Demand that he resign. The Tea Party types, the Freedom Caucus will demand he resign. So he'll deny it. That's perjury. And if he's convicted, he goes to prison. The reason that Katko negotiated 5-5, and there has to be essentially bipartisan support for any subpoena, is that no Republican will permit a subpoena of Kevin McCarthy. No Republican will permit a subpoena of Donald Trump. The Democrats will say, well, Donald Trump isn't president anymore. He's a private citizen. They won't permit it. So basically, it's going to be, I don't want to say a toothless commission, but it's not going to be able to get the star witnesses they want. On the other hand, there are a lot of people in law enforcement with a lot of information who will come forward. And they will find out that this was planned before January 6th. Trump, it wasn't an accident that Trump sent out a save the date card. He did it on social media saying January 6th, there's going to be a rally. Why January 6th? I mean, why January 6th? Why not January 7th? Why not January 5th? January 6th is because when the certification is ceremonially presented in the Congress and some guy comes in probably in velvet shorts that ended his knee and a tricolored hat, tri-cornered hat. And he brings in something on a velvet pillow and he goes, "Madam Speaker, it is my pleasure to give you the certifications of 50 governors and all 50 secretaries of state with the results of the election." Then she says, "Thank you, sir." She takes it. She says, "The 50 states have all said that Joe Biden wins and Donald Trump does not win." And everybody goes, "Here, here." And they say, "We accept it." That has been going on throughout the history of the United States. Even people who didn't like the result. Occasionally you have one or two hotheads will get up and say, "I object." Too bad. Too bad. The net comes out. The butterfly net comes out. They're dragged off. That's it. This time, Trump planned to disrupt that. That's why he sent the save the date card for January 6th. And these guys all show up. And some of them were planning it in advance. And some are just average people who got all lathered up because Trump and Ron Johnson and, you know, a lot of senators, a lot of people they respected or at least heard about, said that this election was rigged and they believed it. So Trump gets up and lathers them up. Rudy Giuliani lathers them up. Don Jr. lathers them up. They talk about trial by combat. And Trump says, "We're going to march on the Capitol. We're going to go up to the Capitol and I'm going to lead you. And we are not going to have a country anymore. We're not going to have a country anymore if we're weak." There's a roar from the crowd. The commander-in-chief, Trump was still the commander-in-chief. Roar from the crowd, "The commander-in-chief will lead us up there like George Washington." A word, listen, at Valley Forge, George Washington was in combat. Donald Trump was never in combat. His combat was in the nightclubs of New York, while people of his generation were in Vietnam. And he was not in combat on January 6th. He went back to the White House, curled up on the couch, chuckling and watching these people march up there. Five people get killed. Five people die. Two officers hit over the head with lead pipes, brain damaged, one with his eye gouged out, another stabbed to the pole, woman shot and killed by law enforcement who's going to break in to murder members of Congress and their staff. Another one trampled to death. "Please don't trample me." Well, they trampled her to death. That's a cold way to go, by the way. That's kind of nasty. Very, very nasty. All these people die. He's chuckling. And so this is the commission. So they reported out. Kevin McCarthy said, "No way." He appointed Katko. Katko did the job for him, protected Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy said, "No way." Moscow Mitch, "No way." Hey, Moscow Mitch, back on January, in January after January 6th, you said that Trump was a felon, should be in prison. There's going to be an investigation. That's why you voted against conviction on the impeachment articles. Do you remember that, Moscow Mitch? Moscow Mitch, is devoid of any humanity. Take a look at his eyes. He's devoid of any conscience, sense of ethics whatsoever, any feeling for the greatness of the United States. He obviously has no feeling for the greatness of Kentucky. He doesn't really live in Kentucky. Derisive individual. The family of Brian Sicknick went to their offices. They went to Ron Johnson's office. The mother of Brian Sicknick and his partner, a woman whom he lived with, begging him to pass it. You know, Ron Johnson's an unusual guy. You look at Ron Johnson and you figure he really looks like Wisconsin. You know, there's something there that's not Wisconsin, believe me. These people go to him, the mom, the girlfriend, or the significant other. He blows them off. They all blow him off. What do they care? All that these people in the Senate care about is getting reelected. And except for people like Liz Cheney and Mitt Romney, and they have made a decision. They've made a decision that somehow this Trump base is so large and that it is so conspiracy oriented that they have to repeat Trump's lie about a rigged election And Ron Johnson's the guy who said that the insurrectionists were good people. They didn't commit any violence. They weren't armed. It was Antifa. It was leftists. That's what the Republican line is. Andrew Clyde, congressman from Georgia, said they were like tourists. And then you have video of them beating police officers half to death, beating them, kicking them while they're down. And then a picture surfaces of Andrew Clyde with a few other congressmen pushing furniture against a door to keep the mob out so they wouldn't be killed. Andrew Clyde lied. I mean, you know, it's one thing to lie. It's a bad thing to do. But when there's a picture of you pushing furniture up against a door to prevent the mob from killing you, and then you flat out turn around and say they were like tourists, that was benign. You know, is there anybody in Georgia in some of these? Remember, Andrew Clyde isn't the only one. Marjorie Taylor Greene is from Georgia. Jody Tice. I mean, what's going on in Georgia? I like Georgia, been to Georgia, not just to Atlanta, been around Georgia. What is it about Georgia? Is there any self-respect left in the electorate? It's one thing to elect a Republican or somebody you think is conservative, but it's somebody who says that this is like tourists and there's a picture of him pushing furniture against the door to prevent being murdered. I mean, seriously, are there any rudimentary standards? Can somebody run against this guy in a primary and go, hey, listen, I'm a conservative Republican, but this is not America. This is not patriotism. Apparently not. Not so far. So they blew off Brian Sicknick's mom. Brian Sicknick is the officer who died the day after the insurrection of a stroke. He had been sprayed with bear spray and he was choking. And everybody goes, oh, well, he just had a stroke. It was an accident 12 hours after this happened. Could have happened. Well, no, it couldn't have happened to anybody. Try getting sprayed with bear spray to stop a grizzly bear. These other people, a couple brain damage. A guy without his eye, he's going to walk around with a patch. And Republicans don't care. Going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.